Each of the portents of the end times is a great miracle. Those hadith referring to a specific place, time or individual, or providing information about one single and special event, such as a war or a natural event, are known as a major portent. Examples of these are such signs as the Iran-Iraq war, the lunar and solar eclipses observed during the month of Ramadan, and the shedding of blood in the Kaaba. General descriptions of the state of the world or of peoples living during the end times are known as minor portents. It appears from these minor portents that there will be an increasing number of earthquakes and tall buildings, and that people will be carried over very long distances. These minor and major portents revealed by our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the Hadith must be evaluated in the most correct way, because it is important that neither portents of a specific phenomenon nor other developments confirming these portents be ignored. The appropriate reflection and research shows that the way that portents thought of as minor are also coming true reveals that each one is in fact a very great miracle. The portents of the end times are one single whole, occurring one after the other in the same period. They represent a single whole and point to one specific outcome. The Hadith provide detailed descriptions of the end times, and each subject is set out in great detail. The fact that these portents were comprehensively set out 1400 years ago and are taking place one after the other in a specific period is a most miraculous state of affairs. While it is exceedingly difficult to predict what will happen in just a few decades' time, the way that environmental, social, political, and economic conditions were described in detail 1,400 years ago is only possible through revelation from Allah. Almighty Allah, the Lord of all such mysterious knowledge, has also revealed in the Quran that He will impart as much of this knowledge about the unseen to His servants as He chooses. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He is the knower of the unseen, and does not divulge His unseen to anyone except a messenger with whom He is well pleased, and then He posts sentinels before Him and behind Him. By Allah's leave, our Prophet, peace be upon him, imparted detailed information regarding an age that would come some 20 generations after his own day. If these portents, which we shall be discussing in the next part of this film, had taken place separately at very different times, they might have been thought of as just ordinary events. But the facts that so many portents have taken place one after the other over a very short space of time confirms the importance of the time we are living in and the veracity of the Hadith. It is absolutely certain that these Hadith are telling us the truth, and they were actually spoken by our Prophet. Because although very different hadith have come down to us through very different channels, they are still all in agreement with one another and all represent a single whole. And this eliminates any doubt as to the truth of the sources of these words. The fact that the events pointed to in the hadith are taking place all at the same time constitutes the most powerful evidence confirming the truth of these accounts. This criterion has been used by many Islamic scholars who researched the end times and the portents of the Day of Judgment. Bedouizzaman Said Nursi, the famous Islamic scholar of the century before ours, stated that the taking place of much of what was imparted in the Hadith in our own age confirmed the truth of the Hadith.